Part 1. Unbound. Chapter 1. Echoes. The ship was quiet as she walked its cobwebbing corridors. Not quite a lack of sound, more a presence in itself that ghosted down the black iron hallways. 3 days had passed since the Covenant of Blood last sailed under power. Now it coasted through space, its decks cold and its engines colder. The Hunt, they called it, in their whispering tongue. This ethereal drift through the void, sailing in powerless silence closer to the target, seen and heard by none. The Hunt. Octavia called it waiting. Nothing was more tedious to a navigator. The hull still creaked as abused steel settled, but the sounds of the crew were more muted than ever before. So few remained now. One of her attendants trailed at her heels as she walked from her chamber. He was a scruffy, robed thing, more than half of his hunched form given over to crude bionics.
"Mistress," he whispered over and over. "Mistress, mistress, yes, mistress, I follow mistress."
He didn't seem able to lift his voice above a whisper. Octavia was learning to ignore the annoying creatures. This one was one of the ugliest in the pack of augmented men and women that professed to serve her. It stood only as high as her shoulder, with its eyes sewn shut by thick, crude stitching. Whatever modifications were done to its body, whirred, clicked, ticked and talked as it loped along, with a hunchback's gait.
"Mistress! Serve, mistress! Protect, mistress! Yes, all of these things!"
It regarded her with an eyeless face, looking up and seeing her through means she wasn't sure she wanted to understand. Bizarrely, he looked hopeful. He seemed to want praise for shuffling along by her side and occasionally bumping into walls. "Shut up," she told him, rather politely given the circumstances.
"Yes," the hunched man agreed. "Yes, mistress. Quiet for mistress. Yes, silence now."
Well, it had been worth a try. "Please go back to the chamber," she said, and even smiled sweetly. "I will return soon."
"No, mistress, must follow mistress."
Her reply was an unladylike snort as their boots continued to clank along the hallway decking. Their images walked with them as they passed a hull section of reflective steel. Octavia couldn't resist a glance at herself, though she knew she wasn't going to like what she saw. Ratty black hair, with its snarls only half-tamed by a fraying ponytail. Pale skin, sunless and unhealthy. Her jawline sported a faded bruise she couldn't recall earning, and her ragged clothes were smeared with oil and general deck dirt. The rough fabric dyed the blue of a midnight sky back home on Terra. If her clothes had been tidier, they'd have formed a uniform. The attire of the ship's slave caste, loose and unwashed, hanging off her slender frame.
"Pretty as a picture," she accused her scruffy reflection.
"Thank you, mistress."
"Not you." The hunched fellow seemed to muse on this for a moment.
"Oh."
A muffled weeping in the distance stole any further comment. Human emotion, helplessness without a shred of malice. A girl. The sound carried strangely down the hallway, resonating against the metal walls. Octavia felt her skin prickling. She stared down the corridor, peering into the darkness that her handheld lamp back could only barely pierce. The beam of light lanced left and right, stabbing the gloom with weak illumination. Bare metal walls met her questing, until the light could reach no further down the long hallway.
"Not again," she whispered,
before calling out a hesitant greeting. No answer.
"Hello?"
she tried again. The girl's weeping stopped,
fading away as Octavia's voice echoed.
Hello, mistress.
Shut up, you.
Yes, mistress.
She swallowed, and her throat clicked softly. There were no children on the ship, not anymore. Octavia reached for her hand vox and almost thumbed the send rune. But what was the point? Septimus wasn't on the ship. He'd been gone for almost 2 months now, leaving her alone. Octavia clicked her fingers at her servant, attendant thing. He turned blind eyes up to her. How he managed to stare adoringly when his eyes were sewn shut was quite beyond her. Come on, she said.
Yes, mistress.
You heard that, right? The girl?
No, mistress.
She led him on, leaving her chamber far behind. As they walked, he picked at the dirty bandages wrapping his hands, but said nothing more. Occasionally a sound from deeper in the ship would carry through the hull's bones. The clanging of a machinist's tools or the clank of bootsteps several decks up. Occasionally, she heard muttered voices, sibilant in their murderer's tongue. She was struggling to learn even the basics of Nostraman since her capture. To listen to it, it sounded both seductive and mellifluous. To learn it was another matter. At its core, Nostraman was a nightmare of complex words and jumbled phrasing, scarcely related to Gothic at all. She suspected that despite Septimus's pleasant praise, she was mispronouncing everything. And she was fairly certain the vocabulary she'd mastered so far wasn't something even a particularly dim infant would be proud of. They moved on through the gloom, nearing the passageway's end. In the darkness ahead, where the corridor branched into a junction, a figure dashed from one hallway to the next. It ran right across her path, too slight and small to be an adult, too tiny to be even a ruined thing like her attendant. A blur of blue clothing met her stare before the figure was gone. Octavia listened to its gentle, rapid footfalls running down the other corridor. Again, she heard the childish weeping, the soft mewling of a child trying to keep her pain hidden.
Hello?
Ashila, Sorsolan, Ashila, Hotholan,
the little girl called back to her as the sound of fleeing footsteps faded.
I think I'm going back to my chamber,
Octavia said softly.